This next question is, how do I find out if he's wasting my time and will never commit? I'm currently talking with a guy whom I dated a couple years ago, and he just suddenly ghosted me. Now he's back, and I really like this man. This is a really great question, and it's one of the most common questions that I get. It's basically, should I stay or should I go? How do I know if I'm wasting my time? And my response to this is, I first really want to say that I'm really wary of men who ghost. Because a man who ghosts is a man who's uncomfortable with being forthright with his feelings. That it's just easier to just leave instead of assert yourself or have difficult conversations. So I really acknowledge you for wanting to be really conscious about whether or not you should date him again. So as I said a moment ago, when a man ghosts, that tells me that they have some fears around sharing their true feelings. That instead of verbalizing his feelings, at the time maybe he thought it was just easier to not say anything at all and leave. And I take that as a red flag, because when someone is uncomfortable with being forthright with their feelings, that's going to play out at any level of commitment. Because it tells me that they're likely to be the type of person who doesn't tell you verbally or clearly what they're really thinking and feeling. But that doesn't mean a man can't change. You mentioned that you dated him a couple of years ago, and now he's back. Maybe he's a different man. Maybe he's grown out of that discomfort. But as you reconnect with him, what I invite you to observe is, what is the quality of his emotional responsiveness now? Does he show up? Does he follow through? And if he can't show up and follow through with something, does he communicate it? Because emotional responsiveness doesn't necessarily mean that he's able to show up to every single date or do everything that you want to do. Emotional responsiveness is really looking at, is he responsive to your emotional needs? If he has to cancel a date because he has to work late or some other change of plans, does he follow up with you? Does he communicate with you? Does he make alternate plans? Does he make an effort to make amends in some meaningful way? In the webinar, I went over what to think about so you can think through how to know when to give him a chance or when to walk away. And my approach is 4 steps to knowing when to give him a chance or when to call it quits. And the first step is really getting clear on your vision. What's your vision for the kind of life and relationship that you want to have? And then the second is getting clear on your needs and requirements, your relationship needs and requirements, your deal breakers. And the third step is to then effectively communicate your needs and your vision to your partner, to your boyfriend, or to the person that you're dating. And then observe how he responds to your needs. Do you get closer as a couple, or do the problems escalate? You don't have to wait until something becomes toxic to know whether someone is a good long-term fit. Because the right man for you will be responsive and will want to meet your needs. He will want to go into deeper levels of commitment with you and be comfortable with doing so. But the key is effectively communicating your needs. because that will help you see what kind of man he is, observing how he responds to those needs. And of course, that all starts with getting super clear on what your needs are. Because as I mentioned in the webinar, one of the most important keys to overcoming anxious attachment is to really acknowledge and embrace your true relationship needs. If you have an anxious attachment style, you have certain needs in a relationship, and if those needs aren't met, you can't truly be happy long term, because our needs are important for our long-term happiness in a relationship. And one of the most important keys to finding a partner who can fulfill your needs is to first acknowledge your needs fully, because your needs are totally legitimate. And then the next step is to assess the men you date based on their ability to meet those needs. So that instead of thinking, how can you change yourself or how can you please your partner, as so many popular dating books advise, or instead of being preoccupied with, does he really like me? Getting super clear on your needs helps you, what I call, be the chooser in your relationship, and helps you really be in the powerful position to ask yourself, is this person able to meet my needs? Because if the answer to the second question is no, then the answer to the first question, does he really like me, is irrelevant. So it's so important to know your relationship needs and your wants and requirements, because this awareness will really help you screen potential partners for long-term compatibility. If you're not clear on what your needs are, how would you know whether your potential partner can even meet them? So dating with your needs in mind will really help you make the right choices with men. Because when you're deeply aware of what you want and need in order to be fulfilled and happy in a relationship, you can really balance your heart with your head and more quickly and easily make the right relationship choices before making a commitment, before getting really deeply invested in a relationship. And I hope that helps provide some guidance.